I don't see anybody, but if anybody jumps on, just, you know, yell at me and I'll admit them. Or, you know what, I'm going to give you the mouse, Brandon, and just admit people. It'll pop up in the little participants tab. But I didn't think we're going to get anybody, so we'll go ahead and get started. Good morning. This is a public hearing before the Washington State Department of Licensing being held to elicit public testimony, both oral and written, regarding the proposed rules amending WAC 308-96B-010 and WAC 308-96B-020. The proposed rules clarify that applicants for disabled parking privileges must reside in Washington State to qualify and define the term resident in WAC 308-96B-010 to further clarify the proposed requirements. This hearing is being held via Zoom and in person at 1125 Washington Street Southeast, Olympia, Washington. This hearing is taking place at 2 p.m. on March 18, 2024. Public notice of this hearing was given by notice number WSR 24-04-104, filed with the Codervisor's Office on February 7th, 2024. The department posts all of our rulemaking information on dol.wa.gov/about/rulemaking-activity, and this is where you can access all rulemaking notices and proposed language for this rulemaking. The sign-in sheet, your testimony, and any documents you provide are public documents. This rule is proposed pursuant to the provisions of RCW 46.01.110, RCW 46.19.020, RCW 46.19.040, and RCW 46.19.050. My name is Kelsey Stone, and my title is Policy and Legislative Analyst. The Director of Licensing has designated me to preside over this hearing. Representatives of the Washington State Department of Licensing are present today if there are questions. The following representatives are here and available to answer questions. Brandon Bannister, Policy and Legislative Analyst. I don't think Stacy's here or Don. Shaylee Miller, Customer Relations Licensing Services Manager. Mike Siegler, Customer Relations Licensing Services Manager. George Price, Driver and Vehicle Records Administrator. Shantae Verney, Driver and Vehicle Records Assistant Administrator. And Sina Talalamotu. Did I say it right? Okay, I always worry. Driver and Vehicle Records Licensing Services Manager. The procedure today will be as follows. The department is required to make a record of this hearing by stenographic, mechanical, or electronic means. Therefore, we are audio recording this hearing. For virtual attendees wishing to testify, please provide your name and contact information in the chat, or unmute and tell me you would like to testify when I call on your screen name. For those in the room wishing to testify, who have not already noted their desire to testify on the sign-in sheet, please wait for me to ask the room if there is anyone else willing to testify and notify me at that time. I will ask you to provide your contact information, which will be added to the sign-in sheet. The sign-in sheet will be used to call forward individuals for testimony and is later used to ensure hearing participants are notified of rulemaking results and the agency's response to comments. You will be called to testify in the order in which I collect your information. To assist in preparing the record of this public hearing, individuals testifying today should state their name, who they represent if they are testifying on behalf of others, and whether they support or oppose the proposed rules. The department has not received written comments on these proposed rules. For those wishing to provide written comments, please hand them to me or email them to rulescoordinator@dol.wa.gov, and we will include them in the formal record in our response to questions. Copies of these written comments will be added to the rulemaking file. Now we will hear oral statements from those present. Doesn't look like we have anybody who joined. Are there any other comments on these rules? With that, I think we can say thank you for your comments. The department will prepare a concise explanatory statement, which will, among other things, summarize all the oral and written comments received regarding the proposed rules and respond to them by category or subject matter. Copies of the concise explanatory statement will be forwarded to all those who have made oral or written comments. And with that, this hearing is adjourned. I'm going to pass me back. I'll have to bring it. I'm not going to do that.